Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, Mesechtes Ahalis, Perik Yud Aleph, Mischne Zayin. Kelev, a dog. She'ochal Bessar HaMeis, that ate from the Basar of HaMeis. And afterwards, Mesa Kelev, the dog, died. Had the dog been alive, even if the dog was totally inside a house, the house would be Tahar. The Bessar HaMeis in the dog would not be Matam of the house, not if the dog is alive. And that's because this is called Tuma Belua Bebali Chayim. Tuma that's in a Bali Chayim is not Metama. Same is true for Tuma in any Bali Chayim. Tuma in a person, Tuma in a Behema. If that person or Behema is alive, that Tuma is not Metama at all. But in our case, the dog died. So Kelev Sha'achal again, Besar HaMeis, and afterwards Mesa Kelev, the dog died. Imutal and the Nevela of the dog, the dead dog is laying Al Ha'iskupa, on the threshold in front of the house. The dog is partially outside of the house, partially inside of the house. The stomach of the dog, which has the Basar HaMeis in it, is outside of the house. The neck of the dog is inside the house. Remeir says, well, it depends how big that neck is. Im yesh bitzavara, if you have in that neck the width of a Pesach Tefach, maybe a Satuma, that's going to bring the tuma into the house. How do I know if the neck has a Pesach Tefach? You're going to take a string and measure around the neck. If you have three tefachim around the neck, that's a siman in the width, there's a tefach. Because the rule is, kol sheyesh berachvay tefach, if you have a tefach in the width, from one side of the circle to the other, yesh behakefay shleisha tefachim. Then you'd have three times that amount going around the circle. Okay, so let's say we have a roichav tefach in the neck of the dog. Then the tum of the Bessar HaMeis is under an oil. The top part of the dog is an oil over the tumma. And under this oil, it's going to come through into the house, and it connects with the oil in the house. V'im lav, but if you don't have the width of a tefach in the neck of the dog, anyway, maybe it's a tumma. We'll bring the tumma into the house. Rabbi Yaisi says, not so simple. Rabbi Yossi says, let's say you don't have a Pesach Tefach in the neck of the dog. You're not free and clear yet. We're going to have to do some measurements over here. Rayin es ha-tumah, we'll have to take a look at the tumah. Where's the tumah laying? The tumah is laying in the stomach of the dog. So where's that stomach? We're going to have to measure precisely. Drop a line, a laser light. Whatever it is, that's going to measure straight up. And we're going to say like this. Mekeneged ha-mashkef v'lefnim. Mashkef is the top of the door. So basically what we're saying is, if the tuma is from where the door closes inward, mashkef is the top of the door frame, where the door closes into. So in other words, the tuma is inside the house. Then Abai is tummy, the house is tummy. Even though this dog doesn't have its own oil, but what you have then without an oil is tumah ritzutza. Tumah ritzutza means the tumah goes straight up. Well, where does it go when it goes straight up? If it goes from within the door frame, then it spreads throughout the entire house. But if I measure from where the tumah is in the stomach of the dog straight up, and that would skip the doorway, it would be on the outside of the doorway, mekeneged ha-mashke v'lechutz, then Abai is tar, then the house is tar. The Mishnah understands that in the stomach of the dog, you never have an oil. There's never a tefach by a tefach. The only shaila is possibly the neck, but here you don't have it in the neck either. So the tumah goes up. Okay, let's see where it goes up to. If it misses the inside of the house is free and clear. If it goes up into the doorway, the house is not free and clear. Rabbi Eliezer says, we look at it this way. Piv, if the mouth of the dog, lifnim, is toward the inside, and the other side of the dog, where there's also an opening, as you understand, is on the outside, habay is tar, the house is tar. But, im piv, if the mouth of the dog, lechutz, is to the outside, and the other side of the dog, which has its opening, is in the inside of the house, then Abai is tummy, the house is tummy. Why? because the rule is, says Rabbi Eliezer, Shatume Yaitzes, Tumah is going to come out Derech Shulav. Derech Shulav means through the bottom of the dog. Now, Rabbi Eliezer is also talking about a case where the neck of the dog is not wide at Tefach, and the stomach of the dog is outside of the house. Still, Rabbi Eliezer says, we look to say, where is this tumah going to come out of? And being that it comes out of the back of the dog, when the dog was eating it, that's where it was destined to come out of. Memela, that's going to be the crucial factor over here. If the mouth of the dog is in the house, and where the food comes out of is to the outside, the house is tahar. The other way around, the house is tummy. Ramei and Rabbi Yossi don't look at it that way. They say, if the dog is alive, it comes out that way. But once the dog is dead, it doesn't come out that way. And when the dog was alive, there was no tummy here, as we explained beforehand. There's no tummy in a live animal. So that shouldn't be a factor here. Because in Manushuk, when the dog is alive, there's no tumma. When the dog is dead, it's not coming out that way. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, Benkach u'benkach. Whether this way or that way. What does that mean? Well, it means whether the mouth is toward the inside or whether the mouth is toward the outside. It also means, says the Batanura, whether the tumma, if it went straight up, would be on the inside of the doorway, or whether the tumma, if it went straight up from the stomach, would be on the outside of the doorway. It also means whether there is the width of a tefach in its neck or not. In other words, in regard to all these shitas that we just learned. Let's remember the case. This is our chazara basically also. We have a kelev that ate psar hames. The kelev died. It's laying on the threshold of the house. The stomach of the dog is toward the outside of the house. The neck and the head of the dog inside the house. Remeir says, we have to look to see if there's a pesach tefach in the neck. You have a pesach tefach, the tumah comes in. If not, not. Because if there's a pesach tefach, that's its own oil, and that's going to connect to what's inside the house. Rabbi Yossi says, you know, there's no pesach tefach, you have to look to see. The tumah is in the stomach, what happens if you go straight up? If it's inside the house is tummy. If it's outside the house is tar. Rabbi Eliezer says, depends which direction the dog is laying. This tumah comes out of the bottom of the dog, so we have to look at it that way. That's the halacha. Where is it destined to come out of? So if the mouth is on the inside of the house is tar. The other way around, the house is tummy. Kum to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, and he says in regard to all of these things, benkach u'benkach, mouth inside, mouth outside. Tumah does come up and miss the doorway. The tumah comes up and it's in the doorway. Does have a roich of tefach in the neck? It doesn't. The house is going to be tummy. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds that the tumah comes out, we look at it like the tumah is destined to come out. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, look, the tumah is going to come out either through the mouth or through the back. Either way, it doesn't make a difference. What are you saying? The normal digestive system pushes out through the back, often the kelev, pardon me, vomits, and it comes out to the front. Frek the Mishnah Vayter Kama, Sisha Bimeyav, how long does this piece of meat have to remain in the stomach of the dog before it died? So I will say, no, at this point already it's not metama, by the time the dog died, that piece of meat had totally been digested. Zakta Mishnah, the shear for dogs would be Shloisha Yomim Me'es Le'eis. Me'es Le'eis means a 24-hour period. Shloisha Yomim means 3 24-hour periods. So if the dog ate the meat on Sunday at 2, so Monday 2, Tuesday 2, Wednesday 2, that's 3 24-hour periods. If the dog only died after Wednesday at 2, there's no chashash of tumah here at all. So Batanur brings a fascinating thing from the Gemara Masech de Shabbos. Gali v'yadu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shemezinoisav shal kalev mu'atin, that the mezainis of the kalev are mu'atin. He doesn't get that, as much food as he would need. Lefikach, therefore, says the Batanura, mashach ilosei b'tach meyav shloish yom, the Eibishter made it that when he eats, it stays in its stomach, he's full for 3 days. V'rachma v'kol ma'asav k'siv. The Eibishter created a dog in such a way it shouldn't have to suffer through its digestive system. But if the dog eats the meat and only 3 days later it dies, we're not worried about the tum anymore because by then the meat is digested. Weiter says the Mishnah, but be'oifos of bedagim, a bird or a fish that ate the psar ha'meis, then the shear would be much quicker. Kidei shetipa la'aretz should fall into the fire of a sisarif, however long that time would take. In other words, as soon as it eats it, the meat is already digested. David Reb Shimon azeh Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda ben Seira, Reb Yehuda ben Seira says, be'oifos of bedagim, by birds and fish, the shear is one whole day, one 24-hour period. Me'es le'es. By the dog, it's 3 days. Zakt Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseda. By birds and by fish, it's 1 day. So, what is the shear to say that the meat has been digested and no longer represents an issue in regard to tumah? In other words, if the animal ate it and died after a certain time period, I'm not worried about the psar ha'meis in its stomach. For a dog, it's 3 days, me'es le'es. So the dog ate it on Tuesday, Sunday afternoon. It's to Monday, to Tuesday, to Wednesday. By birds and fish, it's right away. As much time as it would take for meat to fall into fire and get burnt. Zeyat Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, when it comes to oifus and dagim, it's a 24-hour period.